Hello, I'm Jeanne McCartan.
And I'm Mike McCarthy. In this podcast series, we want to help you understand some tricky points of English grammar, the kinds of things that even very advanced users of English need help with.
We won't solve all your problems, but we'll give you a couple of rules of thumb, some guidelines that will help you make the right decisions to express the meanings you want to express.
So, in the first two podcasts, Articles 1 and 2, we want to help you to use a, an, and the. In Articles 1, we looked at the indefinite article a and an. In this podcast, we're looking at the.
So, what about the word the? The is the definite article. Definite is the opposite of indefinite. So what's the difference?
Actually, it's not that complicated. In most cases, the word the just means you and I share the idea of this noun, or you and I are familiar with the idea of this noun.
So that's why we say the sun, the earth, the universe, the sky, because we all share those things. And we call that shared knowledge.
Yes. So one example of shared knowledge is when Cambridge students say, I'm at the language centre, or I'm doing a PhD in the Department of Engineering. They're talking about places in Cambridge, not places in some other city.
And when people in the same family are talking to one another and they say, let's eat in the kitchen, or turn on the TV, or where's the cat? They don't have to say our kitchen, our TV, our cat, because it's clear to everyone what they're talking about. So ideas and concepts that we share with one another within different countries are things like the economy, the education system, the capital city, the currency, and so on.
Yes, and as we said, some concepts and ideas are shared by everyone. For example, the Pacific Ocean, the North Pole, the internet.
So basically, it's all about understanding shared knowledge.
Right. And that's why an indefinite article, a or an, is a good way of introducing something that isn't shared knowledge. For example, if I say, she carried out a study of economic growth in South Korea, and then I say, the study was published in 2012, a study, which I've not mentioned before, has become the study because now it's shared knowledge.
There is one complication, though, with abstract nouns such as life, beauty, love, music. When you use them in a general sense, they don't need any article. For example, you say, I like folk music, and modern life is very stressful. If you speak a European language, you may be tempted to say, I like the folk music, or the modern life is very stressful. But we don't use the definite article in general statements like these.
That's not the whole story about the, but we hope it has given you the basics.
So, what are today's takeaway points?
I think there are two, really. Use the definite article the when you are talking or writing about something that is shared knowledge between you and the person you are talking to, or your reader, the sky, the university, the Department of Geography, the government, the economy.
And the second one is, don't use the with abstract nouns such as life and beauty and music when you're using them in a general sense. And the best advice we can give you is when you read or listen, notice how other writers and speakers use articles.
Thanks for listening.